If you'll take your Bible or your pew Bible, please stand and use your bulletin today for our Bible pledge. Hold your Bible high. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture lesson this morning comes from the book of John, John 3:16. And you really don't need to look at it. You all know it. Let's repeat it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. At this time, it's my privilege to introduce to you a fellow Gideon. Brother Danny King will present a message from the Gideons this morning. Danny?
Amen. It's been great. The music's been wonderful. Everything has been fantastic. It's great to see all the kids up here in the front. Wow. That gets your motor going. I've been here a couple of times in the morning, like at the 8:30 service. But hey, I'm not going there anymore. I'm coming here. You guys are alive. I like that. I'm going to read a story from you from the Gideon magazines. It's called Jail Inmate Finds Freedom in Christ. While going to law school in his native Monterey, Colombia, Eduardo Villadea was experiencing many serious problems at home. Amen? I've had a few of those. Where he was comforted with heavy consumption of alcohol. Unfortunately, I've even been through that, which only aggravated the rapid deteriorating situation. A classmate of Eduardo's gave him a New Testament she had received recently from the Gideons. Without looking at it, he stuck it in his pocket. And a few days later, out of curiosity, he began glancing through the book. And after a few days of reading, he noticed substantial improvement of his mental state, and soon he accepted Christ as his Savior. Amen. Later on, while working at the government penitentiary agency, he began to talk to the inmates about his experience. But as his evangelistic work grew, so did his problems with the jail administrators, which did not approve of Eduardo's actions. However, Eduardo persistently worked and prayed and was properly recognized by the administrators, and he was eventually promoted to human rights officer. In his new post, he began to be more aggressive, evangelistic, and asked the Gideons International to come and distribute the word of God in all areas of the jail. After some time, with the help of local pastors, Eduardo was able to start 8 Bible studies groups within the jail. The inmates now found that while they had lost their physical freedom, they are spiritually free thanks to the love of Jesus Christ. You know, that's such a simple, simple story. It's one that everyone here can relate to. Here's a man who had a problem, and through the word of God, through a book that was given to him through the Gideons, he was able to read in that book, which the Spirit of God then began to grow in him and to convict him, and then finally convict him to salvation. He began to change. And when he began to change, he began to tell other people what had happened to him.